Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. Because our minds are so busy and everyone's talking about practicing mindfulness, right? So mindfulness is the ability to be able to focus in the moment. Mind, body, soul are connected. We're focused just in the moment. We're paying attention to all of our senses and we're being very aware. But how does that work on a day-to-day basis? So we're human and we're supposed to participate in human activities, going to work, caring for children, caring for our generations that took care of us, doing our yard work, paying bills, cleaning the house, grocery shopping, all of those things. So when we are in that human mode, everything around us starts to become more of white noise. So we know if we paid attention and became mindful that something is happening. We know we're in it, we're there. When we're not in that mindfulness state, we could have multiple things happening around us that we may be aware of, but we're not conscious of. So if you think of, you know, maybe you're cooking dinner and someone is in the family room watching TV, you might later remember, oh yeah, I remember hearing that on the TV in the background. But at the time, while you were preparing dinner, you were focused on your recipe, you're focused on the ingredients that you needed, etc. So all of this happens to us at all times. But how do you connect to the universe so that you are fully aware, as much as you can be fully aware, of the signs that are coming to you, whether from the universe, whether from your spirit guides or angels, ascended masters, whether it's from your loved ones in spirit? How do we manage to live our human existence and do the human activities and still be able to be mindfully aware that we are connected, we are a collective? Because that's the question. So I've been working on that for years, really, really trying to be so aware that I'm connected at all times, first and foremost to self. When you're connected to self, then everything else makes sense. All the other connections will make sense. Because when you're connected to self, you know what your beliefs are, you know what your values are, you know what your purpose is or your mission here. When you're so connected to self, you're very aware of those things. You know what feels good to you, you know what feels not good, you know what you want to do, you know what you don't want to do. Now, when you're connected to self, you're able to be getting into a state where now you have that solid foundation. And when you're connected to self, because you're so aware of what you like, what you need, what you want, what you desire, you attract the proper friends, the correct job, you attract the more aligned experiences. So when you do that, when you're connecting and attracting those, you're in a state of, I'm going to say alignment. You're in a state of alignment. So everything is moving in the direction that it should be. Because first connected to self, next connected to the people, places, and things and experiences outside of self. Then, because you're in, like, attracting the proper, I'm saying proper, but like you're attracting the most aligned and most beneficial experiences to your life, you are not trying so hard to go against the grain. You're not going to a job every day that you dislike. You're not seeing friends that drain you. You don't have all these things going on because you're not trying to argue for that limitation. You're not trying to fight so hard for the thing that you think you want that all of a sudden everything else becomes that TV in the background when you're trying to do dinner. So when you are connected to self, you know what is going to be the thing that's attracted to you, and you're attracted to it. So then you start to make those decisions and choices, and all the people, places, and things around that are in alignment to it, which means that when you go to work, you are feeling fulfilled. You feel like you're doing something meaningful. You might have relationships that are friendships that you feel like so desired to go to and be a part of. And when you know that you have that empowered choice to say, I want to connect to someone, or I want to engage in this experience or not, I am empowered enough to make that choice. So when I know I'm saying yes, I know that I'm there and my vibration is higher. I'm in more of alignment. The people, places, and things that I'm experiencing in that moment are all the things that are right for my energetic vibration, for my mission, for my values, for my purpose. And when I am, then I become connected, because I'm always connected to everything. I'm always connected. We're always connected to the universe, to Earth, to humanity, to the consciousness, the collective. But when I'm in that state and I'm vibrating, my energy is vibrating towards that, where everything in that moment is something that I chose to do. And I choose to experience certain experiences a certain way. So even if I'm in something I chose to do, but there's something that happened within that that's not what I wanted, not what I wanted to do, I still have another sub choice from there to make of if I want to like be a part of this or not. Now, when we're doing that and we're connecting to self, we're connecting to others, we're connecting to the collective, we're still trying to be very aware of how we are connected to our highest good, our higher self, and our spirit guides, the universe, so that we are always doing the very best thing for ourselves that we want to see happen. And because we're connected to self first, we know that we're not going to be asking, hoping, begging, and wishing for things that aren't in alignment with that, that don't even resonate with us. For example, if I don't like cooking, then I know that of myself. I don't want to be a cook. I don't want to be a chef. I don't want to bake. I don't want to do those things. It's not a job I can do or wish to do because I don't desire it. But if I continued to pursue cooking or take a job as a chef or work in the food industry, then every day I'm going to be going against the grain. Every day I'm going to be going against something that I don't desire, that I know isn't something that I want. Because of that, I am going to be very, very unaligned to my empowered choices. And my mind is going to take over. My emotions are going to take over. I'm going to be a little bit disconnected from our soul, from the higher self, from the universe, because I'm going to be trying to figure out how to make myself happy, feel like I'm stuck in this job I don't want to be doing. And because my mind is now taking the wheel, I'm not going to be very aware of all of the signs and symbols or connections that I'm making elsewhere. So you can see that first, your connection to self is so important. The connection to self is also important because if you know what something means to you, then when you receive that sign, you receive that gift, you receive that person, you're going to understand the value of it. So you're going to be able to interpret it for self, for yourself. For instance, if I resonate with a blackbird as being empowerment, grounded, strong, vital, that's what I'm going to feel. That's what I'm going to be aware of when I see a blackbird come into my experience. However, if I don't know what that means, or I haven't felt it out and I don't know what that connection is to myself about something, I'm going to be confused. What does that blackbird mean? What does this person think a blackbird means? What am I getting about that? Is that wrong? Is that bad? Is that death? Is that what does that mean? So really just focusing on what do you know about yourself enough to know that A, I need someone to help me work through this, to help me understand myself enough to know when I'm receiving signs from the universe, this is how I would work through the process with self to identify with my mind, body, soul, how I interpret these things, and also if I'm missing them, and also how to be aware of them and pull more of them into my experience so that I can live in alignment because I am seeing the signs and I am connected and I feel it. Even when my mind is taking the wheel and I feel completely foggy, confused, stressed, worried, sad, you name it, I still can go back to my foundation, which is self, and know that I've got it there. I've got the tools to be able to bring it back to center and figure out what's going on. So you can see that when you feel like you're not connected to anything, you feel like you're lost, or you can't see the signs, or you're not sure if you do have spirit guides, or if anybody out there is even helping you, or you're just a hot air balloon floating away on your own. When you go and do this process of understanding self first, then all the other connections and experiences in your life will be aligned to that, that allows you to experience it the way you're meant to, and bring you the people that will also help and support you to grow or to be aware or to have the lessons or the growth, or that you're in that person's path because you're giving them those things. But when we know what self is, when we're aware of it, when we feel good about it, we can always come back to center, because when we are connected to self, we are connected to all things. And I know that sometimes it's hard to feel that we are connected to something bigger, or that our guides are showing up for us, or that our higher self is getting us into the right direction. But if we can get to that spot where we know that our mind is starting to take over, or we're starting to feel that ego kick in to protect ourselves or to fight for those limitations, we can redirect and get back onto the alignment journey, which is connecting to self, so that you have that deeper and greater awareness. And through that, the fog starts to clear out a little bit, and then you're able to understand what's happening and where the signs are. And on a last note, the signs are not always feathers and dimes and butterflies and cardinals. A lot of spirits use those, and that's great, because those are very profound things to us as humans, and they do connect to the universe, so those are great signs. But when we're struggling, and we're sad, or we're overwhelmed, or we're upset, or we're damn frustrated, we may think those things are coincidence. We may not think they're for us. We may have trouble understanding why they're showing up, or even miss them altogether. So if you find yourself struggling in those moments to figure out what sign you're seeing, I want you to go into yourself first, into your body. Because you will be able to feel something. We all know that a human connection is really our soul, our emotions, that emotional connection, that emotional experience that we all yearn for. And you don't have to be an emotional person to want an emotional experience, because we know that some of the most stoic people out there will still be affected and influenced, mind, body, soul, when they read a good book, or they watch a good movie, or they hear a good story. So you don't have to be emotional to connect to your emotions. What you want is to have something strike you where you feel like, oh, I'm going to take a minute for that. I want to tune into this for a second. So here's an example. You may miss the cardinal. You may miss the dime. You may miss the song that comes on the radio that is giving you the lyrics of a message your loved one wants you to hear, your spirit guide needs you to hear. But when you find yourself drinking the same drink your loved one liked, or going to the same park, or listening to the same story, or reminiscing about them, or seeing a picture in your mind's eye of them take over in a moment where you weren't really focused on it. When you find yourself doing things that other people that you're missing enjoyed, that's a way that they're there. It's a way that they're connecting to us. So the next time you find yourself heading out to that restaurant because you and your departed loved one loved to go there and it brought back great memories, and you want to go there and you can feel that, and then you remember the things, and then you feel the things, that is a sign. That is your loved one wanting you to feel that they are there. So it doesn't always have to be a butterfly, a bird. It can be that out of the blue memory, that desire to go to that place or do that experience or wear that jersey or have their hat on. It could be that overwhelming desire to connect to something that you know they loved or that you love doing with them or that reminds you of them. And when you feel that emotion come over you in those moments, you know that they're there. So it's about being fully aware of all the ways that you can connect. So in the darkest moments that we experience, we're not thinking that we're that alone. And it's not feeling that hard or far-fetched to get there. Because when we are so bogged down by the emotions and the distress and the worry and the state of things around us, it can feel very isolating. And if you know you can go to self, and that self brings you closer to the connection of the universe, to your guides, to your loved ones, to your ascended teachers, it will allow you to feel and experience things that will have that connection for you so that you don't have to look externally for it.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.